recordings have turned out really good. So go onto our website.
People, right? Then you let it go. It's Christmas, and I am a sucker for Christmas. I have so many Christmas memories. I just, you know, I gotta have that tree. I gotta get the ornaments out. They all have stories, each and every one of them. I have to decorate the house, and then there's Santa. I bought into that as a kid. The surprises and the mystery. I'm a sucker for Christmas. And then there's the cookies. For me, you can't have Christmas without the cookies. Cookies. Cookies have their own stories. You know, many of you in this audience tonight, I'm sure, have cookies in your story bag. I sometimes think maybe it was all my years as a Jewish Italian schizophrenic, going through all those Jewish and Italian bakeries back in New York. You know, all those cookies come to mind. And I was a fat kid, and my mom used to hide cookies from me sometimes, but I always found them. She had them in the chest freezer in the Finnish basement. We had Finnish basements back in New York. And one year she hid a lot of cookies in this chest freezer in preparation for something, and I found them, and when she came to get them, there were a lot less cookies than she thought. So, for me, you know, I've been baking cookies at Christmas probably 30 to 35 years. And every once in a while, I start to think, I don't want to bake those same old cookies, you know. I want to bake some new cookies. I want to bake some Martha Stewart cookies, you know. Some kind of theme cookies, or some kind of thing that you see in a magazine on the stand at Christmas time. They always have new cookbooks, new cookies. And this year, I don't know what came over me, but blue and white. And look. Blue and white was happening for me this Christmas. I don't know why. I think it could be the Hanukkah colors were coming through, you know. But I just got this thing. I was in Michael's, and I saw these snowflake cookie cutters. Right? In all the cookie cutters I have had over these 30 some odd years or more, I have never had a snowflake shaped cookie cutter. And here was a set of 5 of them in graduated sizes. And I began to think how I could bake massive amounts of all sized snowflake cookie cutters. And they even had some squeeze icing there on the counter, and I thought, you know, that's really easy. I'm going to buy the squeeze icing, I'm going to buy these cookie cutters, and I am going to make snowflake cookies for everyone, my neighbors and my good friends. And I went to the dollar store and I bought massive amounts of tins, you know. And I went home and I got out the equipment, I got out the rolling pins and the pastry cloth, and I made the recipe, and I rolled them out, and I started cutting, and all, I limited myself to snowflake cookies. That was awesome. And then I put them out on racks, and I was decorating them and trying to make those little lines like snowflakes have. And I was just really happy, and I thought, this is awesome. My friends are going to open a tin, and there's just going to be snowflakes in there, nothing else. And they're going to like that. So I got them all made, I got them all ready, I got the tins lined up, and cleaned up the kitchen, sat down to have a cup of tea, put away all the cookie-making equipment, and the phone rang. And it was my son from Brooklyn. My son lives in Brooklyn now for 10 years almost. And it was my son, my just-turned 30 son. That's the special one. I have two. And he said to me, Mom, are you going to make those white cookies and send me some? So I thought, Well, first of all, I ordered everybody's gifts online this year because I didn't want to pay shipping. I was really angry at how expensive it was to send small amounts of things. So I had ordered all the gifts online. They had already received them. They were all great. And then I thought about the clean kitchen and the white cookies. Now, I have to tell you a little bit about the white cookies. Every culture has these white cookies. They call them Russian tea cakes. They call them Mexican wedding cakes. They call them snowballs. They call them butterballs, right? And they're buttery and nuts and sugar and flour, and that's it. And the powdered sugar on the outside. And I'm thinking about that clean kitchen. I'm thinking about all that powdered sugar. And I'm thinking about my son, and I said, sure, honey, I'm making those white cookies, and I'm going to send you some. And he said, you know, because his birthday was just a few weeks before Christmas, a couple weeks, he said, you know, I went to a restaurant for my birthday, and they had white cookies on the menu, and I ordered some, and they were really crappy. I couldn't even eat them. They were so bad. So I'm really glad you're going to send some white cookies. So, well, you know, next day I got more butter from the store and got to put a lot of butter in those white cookies, and I got out all the equipment again, and thankfully I didn't need to use a rolling pin, but, you know, those snowflake cookies were so clean and nice, just snowflakes, you know, pure and clean. But those white cookies, they're like bringing snow into your house. I mean, you can't control that powdered sugar. You just can't. You can't even try. But, you know, my son wanted the white cookies. So I made the white cookies, and I made a lot. I made a recipe and a half. I didn't want to be short. And I laid them out with the snowflake cookies and had trays and trays after every tray in the house, and racks and tins are all ready, and, you know, it was ready to pack up. And I sat down, I cleaned the kitchen up, I sat down, I swept all that powdered sugar up, and the phone rang again. It was the just turned 30 son from Brooklyn. And he said, oh, Mom, I forgot to say when I called the other day, you are going to put some gingerbread men in there, aren't you? Gingerbread men. Let's see. Rolling pin, pastry cloth. Don't have any molasses. Okay. I might not have time for the gingerbread men in toto, but I got this recipe that tastes just like gingerbread, but you slice them. You put them in the fridge, you slice them, and they're real spicy, so we'll just call them gingerbread bellies, okay? No arms, no legs. Okay, fine. You know, when I used to think about New York, I used to think about my childhood. But when I think about New York now, I think about my child's adulthood. And it's a good feeling. So I got out all the stuff the next day and I made these. These are easy though. You just make them, you roll them into a roll, you put them in saran wrap in the fridge, they're done. In 8 hours, they're hard as a rock. You slice them off, you bake them. They're delicious, okay? So finally, I had the gingerbread bellies, the snowflake cookies and the white cookies all ready to pack up and laid out. And I was happy because now I had a variety of cookies. And I packed them up, I put them in tins, I put the names on them, and then for his box, you know, I got special size tins, bigger than the others. And I layered them with not only foil between the layers, but bubble wrap. So not one cookie could move in the box. So that the bigger box, you know, the smaller box, the cookies, everything was bubble wrapped and secure. And as I was protecting those cookies with all that bubble wrap and foil, I was kind of thinking somehow I was protecting my son too. I put them all together in a box. I took them down to the post office. And the lady at the window said, "What's in this box? Any weapons, explosives, or other hazardous material?" I thought about all the love and the memories that were in that box with those cookies. I said, "No, no, no, that box, no. Just home sweet home in the box."